with SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump says the American military blockade of Iranian ports is now underway.
The blockade is underway as part of the president's effort to force Iran to open the Strait of Hormuz.
We can't let a country blackmail or extort the world.
All of this comes following a failure over the weekend by the U.S. and Iran to reach an agreement to end the war that has gone on for more than 6 weeks. In the meantime, a fragile ceasefire remains in place. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Nicole Winfield reports that the Pope is pushing back against President Trump's comments about him.
Pope Leo is setting off on an 11-day trip to Africa. He's doing so against the backdrop of an extraordinary broadside issued by President Donald Trump overnight, in which he said that Leo wasn't doing a very good job and should stop catering to the radical left. This was in reference to Leo's prayer service on Saturday night, in which he blasted what he called the delusions of omnipotence fueling wars today. It was an apparent reference to the U.S.-Israeli war in Iran. It's not clear if Leo will respond in kind when he comes back to meet the journalists.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average right now up by 187 points, the Nasdaq up by 207. The administration rolling back a car feature pushed by former President Obama.
The Trump administration has revoked Obama-era off-cycle credits that encouraged automakers to install automatic stop-start systems, effectively ending widespread use of the unpopular technology in new gasoline cars. EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin hailed the move as eliminating a, quote, climate participation trophy, noting that 58% of such vehicles had the feature by 2024, despite minimal fuel savings. Ken Lorman reporting.
This is SRN News. A new study takes a closer look at Americans and their giving habits, and we get a look at it from correspondent Michael Harrington.
It comes from Gray Matter Research and Infinity Concepts, and it finds that the biblical 10% guide is not being observed by many Christians. Gray Matter spokesman Ron Sellers tells Baptist Press, quote, "Today's evangelicals rarely come anywhere near that goal. Almost nobody is tithing. The average evangelical Protestant gives less than 2% of his income to his church. Overall giving levels have stabilized after several years of decline." Michael Harrington reporting.
A transgender darts player says he's not done fighting after the sport's governing body enacted rules barring men from playing against women. Noah Lynn Van Leeuwen of the Netherlands is responding to the Darts Regulation Authority's new policy. The DRA has released a statement saying it's commissioned an academic study of the problem of men competing against women. This is SRN News. There's a new poll out that takes a look on how Americans are reacting to AI in the workplace.
A new Gallup poll finds that more American workers are experimenting with artificial intelligence in their jobs, but there is still resistance from some employees who remain skeptical. The poll found that 4 in 10 workers say their organizations have adopted AI tools or technology to improve organizational practices.
And that is Lisa Dwyer reporting. Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine has yet to see details of President Trump's $1.5 trillion defense budget, but she says it may not be the wrong move.
We do have to keep in mind that the president is compensating for years of underfunding by the Biden administration.
That is Senator Susan Collins of Maine. The White House is seeking $1.5 trillion this time around for the Pentagon. More of these stories at SRNnews.com.